on Racing Pulse, the Victorian Form Preview.
Mark Hunter's the man, Robbie Griffiths is the trainer, and Robbie's got a few runners in today, so hopefully he can help navigate us through the syntho at Pakenham today. First to Mark Hunter. How are you, Mark?
Hey, Matty, good, thank you.
How'd you go at Sandown?
I didn't actually get involved. I was coming off a shellacking at Bairnsdale, so I was a little weary, and I missed all the early odds, and thankfully I didn't get involved.
Do you bet in Adelaide much, South Australia Provincial?
Provincial, no.
There's this Garrett Lynch character's on a bit of a streak at the moment, and he had another couple yesterday.
Yeah, I've just been fiddling through the distance race at Moonee Valley Saturday and some form lines there. And I can't remember the name of the horse, but I looked up, who trains this horse? And sure enough, there was the name Garrett Lynch. And it had come from basic obscurity, gone to his stable, and just seems to be winning every week now.
Yeah, former rodeo rider. So interesting story there. Hold the line, mate. We'll help guide you through and the listeners through with Robbie Griffiths, who's with us. How are you, Robbie?
Hello, Matt.
Ballarat synthetic versus Pakenham synthetic. It's apples and elephants comparison, really, isn't it? This is a very popular synthetic track at Pakenham, isn't it? And the brand's been a bit trash lately, but everyone I talk to really sticks up for Pakenham.
Yeah, it's a new surface, but seems to be very good. Doesn't appear to have a lot of kickback and seems to be racing very fairly as to tempo seems to determine the result. But if the tempo is genuine, they seem to be able to win from anywhere, and hence the reason it seems to be very well supported, and which has been quite good this year because it's been a wet season. So, it's been very well received.
You got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 runners today. Just on general expectation, if you take 5 to a midweeker at Pakenham, which is a fair few, do you sort of think, well, I'm kind of going to be a bit disappointed if one of them doesn't win?
Oh, it doesn't always work that way. If the 5 that you take aren't 5 strong ones, you can still come home empty-handed. So a lot of these ones aren't necessarily very strong horses. They're sort of hanging around a bit without options because they're not really handling wet ground, and they don't really can't go anywhere else other than packing them synthetic, and it's either that or go to the paddock and come back for summer, and some of them are sort of all but out the door looking to be sold on because they're being replaced by younger horses, so they're not really the strongest of team, unfortunately.
Well, one of them that might very much fit into that category might be halfway out the door. No disrespect to DeLong Star, but probably needs to pull up his socks.
Yeah, well, she's a beautifully bred, sort of, when I say beautifully bred, filly. She's from Hal Borson's family, and she's ran fourth in a stakes in a Group 2 race as a young horse, and hates wet ground, so for some reason she's still a maiden, but probably because of that of the fact that she's doesn't like the soft, and she gets out the back and has been a bit stiff and ran a few placings. So we're sort of trying to make her a winner before she heads to the breeding barn, where she's going to be better suited than being a racehorse. And so she's hanging in by a thread, and hoping that she can have the last crack of Vobis before he loses that opportunity at the end of this month, only a couple of days away. So she's got the ability to win a race like this, but because she's a get-back run-on horse, she can, you know, find those excuses. Hard to know whether she could beat Screaming Diva, who's had 2 good runs, but she's sort of one of those ones you've got to take on trust a little bit, and it's hard to do that when they've been beaten so many times. So it's sort of buyer beware there.
I think buyer beware's a good comment for Galingi as well in race 3, number 2, who led and faded last start and presents again today.
Yeah, Jamie Mott rode him blinkers first time when he ran 4th from a good draw, so that was one of his better runs, and he was sort of almost Darwin bound, but it fell through. So hopefully if Jamie can give him a similar sort of ride, he might be able to break through. If everything goes right, he's possibly a one-win horse in Victoria before he finds his way out of Victoria. So he certainly trains really well. So hopefully the cards fall his way, which would be good for his ownership group.
Jamie Mott also rides Catalina Blue in race 4, who did copped a few mentions in the stewards report last start. Whether that was enough to expect some improvement today, I'm not sure.
Yeah, he's probably one that really deserves to find the winner's stall. She's had a lot of good runs in her career, but finds a lot of times in the stewards report. We put blinkers on her for the first time to see if that can just, you know, break the hoodoo of bad luck. She has the talent to win, but, you know, has a bit of a Groundhog Day stewards report sort of mindset, unfortunately, or, you know, or rap sheet. Once again, she does balance back a bit and finds trouble, but, yeah, she's another buyer beware, unfortunately.
Helvoia race 5?
Similar scenario, but does run good races and does run well at Pakenham Synthetic, so she's one that could easily find a top three position.
I get a feeling you might have saved your best for last, race 7, number 1, El Misk, second up.
Yeah, definitely. Matt and I purchased him. He's close to Matt's heart in particular, being out of the champion at Gugu, won 5 Group 1s in South Africa for Matt, yeah. And Mike. So he was we thought he was really good, even though he ran last at Caulfield. You know, if there's such a thing as a good last, he's not really a rap on soft ground, and he was sort of back and wide and sort of had a sort of a bowl around, so to speak, as it turned out, just the way the race panned out. But his synthetic trial was, and track work has been quite good, so he could be a sharp improver on that, what looked to be a lackluster run. There's a couple of these horses that are going well, but he could certainly run well in this type of race, so we're looking for him to make a quite a sharp improvement based on how he's trained anyway. So he certainly, we believe, is our best opportunity today, yeah.
Just tell him who his parents are. Mate, your dad's Dan Silly and your mum's a Gugu. Any chance?
Well, that's exactly right. That's the stern words we've had to him leading into this run. He's certainly got the blue blood and he's trained well. So if training means anything and his synthetic performances at home, he really should give us a good sight and train on from here. So
hopefully it will. Hey, good on you, mate.
Thank you, Matt.
Robbie Griffiths there. It doesn't always work, Mark, does it, when Dad's a champion and Mum's a champion? Doesn't mean you're going to be a champion, does it?
No, it does not. Certainly does not, unless you're a Dacos, Matty.
No, that's right. That's right. In fact, some of the absolute greats, like the Jesse Owens and all these sort of, the freaks were always just freaks from the ghetto or something, weren't they? They were just from nowhere. Ali, you know, like absolute freaks.
Yeah, look, I always probably think a good mum's the one. If you've got a good mum, I always think you're probably a better chance to succeed, but it doesn't, there's no rhyme or reason, really.
No, I think the old saying that if you could send a really good mare to the teaser pony and could still come out with a good horse, so yeah. All right, let's find some winners today. I'm, you know, been battered around the ears a bit lately, so I need to get back on track on the syntho today. The first is a 1,100-metre maiden. The scratching is number 4. Screaming Diva for Simon Zara. It's going to go in real short. Number 12 at $1.70. Diamati, number 3, $3.30. $11 Coaxial. Also Brazen Delight, and then you're sort of half hopeful and riding your own ticket after that. Does Simon Zara kick off the meeting with an easy winner?
On form, I thought he would have, but I'm not so sure after that recent jump out. I might be wrong. I've gone for number 3, Diamati. He's won a couple of recent trials. Looks to go well enough. It's got speed to go forward. It's going to give you a sight for a long way. To beat number 12, Screaming Diva, who, yeah, I thought it would win on its form. Then maybe I got its jump out wrong, but I went to that and I wasn't sold by that. So that was my little niggle there. Third pick, number 2, Coaxial. In the stable, that everything seems to be winning. It gets away from the Ballarat synthetic track, which will be a bonus, and over more ground, which will help. And 10 in my feelings. It was in the Mar Eustace stable. It would want to lift its game, I would think, if it's going to stay there. Hasn't shown a lot to date, but it's next best. The race falls right away. 3, 12, 2 and 10.
In your forgiveness file, is he a classic example, Coaxial, given what we're looking at with the Ballarat synthetic? Well backed on the synthetic at Ballarat and just went through the motions. Is that an easy forgive for you?
Well, you're looking for excuses. He's had the 9 starts for only 3 placings, so you are looking for an excuse. It was a 1,000-metre race where he was run off his feet and he would have been copping all that kickback in the face. So you can make excuses, but you are still guessing that he will improve here.
You are still making an excuse, aren't you? Yeah, all right. Well, proof will be in the pudding. Just recap those numbers again in race 1.
3, 12, 2 and 10.
3, 12, 2 and 10. Race 2, we scratch 4, 6 and 12. Satin Love, number 10, $2.40 favourite for the Freedmans. 9, Magical Slipper, $3.20, so not a lot between them. 7, Impelled at $6, and then out to $10, Written Legend. And the rest. So really, 2 horses have got the market cornered here.
Yeah, I like number 7 in Powell here. You go back to its last dry track run, which was on the lakeside, where midfield held up, got clear, couldn't really wind up, but was finding the line quite well. I think that's as good a form as anything in this race. It will park somewhere midfield here. It'll be able to get to the outside, which seems to be the spot here at Pakenham. And, gee, each way, I think you read out $6 there. Must be a big drifter in Pell. Each way at that price, I wouldn't think it would miss here to beat number 10, Satin Love. Satin Love's been disappointing. It was very plain there first up. It's fitter. It gets the blinkers on, but just about D-Day for this horse. One Angustine is consistent. It's going to win a race soon. It's got a chance. And I put Five Written Legend in, who hasn't done a lot but gets the blinkers on here for the first time and could be an improver. I'll go 7, 10, 1 and 5.
7, 10, 1 and 5. Race 2. Race 3. Scratch 10, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17. This is a maiden over a mile. Race 3. BB's Canelli, $2.80 favourite, number 1. 5, Sir Phoenix, $3.10. That could easily shift around, you'd imagine. 4, Shooting the Lights Out is $5. 11, New York Spirit, $8.50. Then out to $10, Door Door. And the rest, is this go either way market, or do you think the favourite will firm?
No, keen on BB's Canelli. I think it was around the 460 mark yesterday. It just looked an each way special at that price. It's for its ability, it certainly got in short enough, but it's the one to beat here. It ran on well 2 starts ago here for a narrow second. Then went to Donald. Got out the back and basically ran up the backside all the way up the straight. Got beat less than 3 lengths. Should have finished a whole lot closer. Gets Patrick Maloney on here in a weak race. You'd think it would just park just off midfield, get to the outside, and I think can run them down. For the placings, take your pick. Number 3, Kia Hoey, who gets a good run from gate 1. Might have to get away from the fence. A 9, Door Door, has been just fair but consistent in its short career. And 4, Shoot the Lights Out, who roll forward, be somewhere near the front, and grinding away has got some sort of chance. But I thought number 1 would win here. 1, 3, 9 and 4.
1, 3, 9 and 4. Race 4 is a 1,400 metre maiden. We scratch 12, 14, 15, 16, 17 and 18. 3, Glenn's Top Cat, $4.40 favourite. 10, Brave Image, $4.80. Second favourite, 11, Fairy Spirit, $5. 1, Bell Sprout, $6. 6, Potato Pete, $7. 4, Lucky Sun, $7.50. $13 and upwards the rest.
Well, I find this the most interesting race of the day here. I'll tip number 2, Feelings Mutual. Now, it's a Mick Kent horse. It's had the one start. It was over 1,200 metres here.
$18 chance on the fixed odds, yep.
Yeah, the race was too short for it at 1,200 metres. It had a young apprentice on it, and it was back on the inside. So it didn't have much going for it. When it got to the outside in the straight, I thought it worked through the line well. It's fitter. It steps out to 1,400 metres and gets Michael Dion. So, gee, we've got some pluses here. I think Feelings Mutual can run well. To beat 11 Fairy Spirits, had the one go for a duck egg in town. Time Between Runs, got the blinkers on for the first time. No shock if it just blows them away. 7 Rubinato. Another one at good odds here. Now, this has changed stables and trialled really well. Just might be a better short course horse. And then number 10, Brave Image, who I thought could win last time, had every chance in a weak maiden. Ran okay. It's getting fitter. It's got some hope. Wasn't sure about Glenn's Top Cat's trial here, or a couple of trials. I'll go 2, 11, 7 and 10.
2, 11, 7 and 10. And your top two is a, what did I say it was? It's a $18 chance, and your second pick's a $5 chance. So a little bit of value there from Mark Hunter. Rivando is a $16 chance as well, your third selection. So that might be the race, punters, to get a real check today. Hold fire there, Mark. It's 18 minutes past 10. We're going to take a break and come back with the Quaddy Legs.
On RSN 927's Racing Pulse, the Victorian Form Preview.
21 minutes past 10, time for some quaddy action, if that's your thing. We start race 5 at Pakenham, where the only scratching is number 10. This is a 1,400 metre 64. Ambi Dazzle, number 6, is the $4.60 favourite. From 4, Satin Ruler, at $5.50. $6, Red Snap, number 2. Number 5, Almighty Will, $6 also. $6.50, Full of Theories, the same price as a Stern Villa, and then out to $11, Requited. So, good opportunity for some value here, Mark.
Yeah, I'm taking numbers. I hate going up my first leg, so I'm taking the skinny later. Numbers 1 through to 8 here, and my top pick would be number 7, a Stern Villa, who, on the synthetic, 3 starts ago was a good winner. Whacked away okay on the bog track at Sandown. And although well beaten last time, being Aaron Bay and Cardinal Gem, that again was on soft ground. That's terrific form for a race like this. So
I think on the dry here, it can bounce back and beat number 6, Ambi Dazzle, who got swamped by Conti out wide there last time, gets the 2-kilo claim, will run well again. 8, Dromius or Dromaeus, who probably better over more ground, trialled recently on the heavy and wasn't hopeless. And 3, Requited, who trialled well. It's another one. It's going to be sitting back, a good stable, top rider. It'll be coming down the outside. It's one of the many winning hopes in an even race. So 7 back on the dry here, 7, 6, 8, and 3.
7, 6, 8, and 3 in race 5. Race 6 is a 1,200-metre benchmark 70. No, 1 scratching, and it is number 11. Impulsa, number 2, long odds on here. We need to get this one beat. Mellum and Mar Eustace, what could possibly go wrong if we try and get it beat? But anyway, it's
Maddie,
the dollar.
Maddie, we've just skipped a race there.
Oh, hang on. Well, if you want to go to race 6, then we will. All right. Let's have a look at that. Let's get some value in race 6 because we might get the squeeze in race 7. 1,200-metre benchmark 70. This looks a lot better. The scratching is number 5. $3.80 favourite is number 3, Blood Oath. Speaking of Mellum, he's running this one for EJ. 8 Gloves Are Off, $4.40. 1 Lumber Punk, $5.50. $6.50, number 2, Compty. 6 Bow Trooper is $6.50. $9 Diesel and Dust, $12. Way to go, Paula. All right, we need a bit of value here if we think the next leg's a good thing.
Yeah, we're taking the top 3. Going number 2, Compty, who drops back to 1,200 metres, but it's been real revelation for the stable, and it just sprouted wings last time down the outside fence. So we've got the same jockey with a 2-kilo claim. It'll be beaten for speed out the back, but not a big field. I'm sure it'll savage the line. I just hope it gets there in time over the 1,200 to beat number 3, Blood Oath. I think Blood Oath's going much, much better than what its form suggests. It was back, it was wide, and just had no hope where it was out that wide on the track there last time at Bendigo. You mentioned Mellon jumping on. He's come back in great form. It's got a terrific chance. 1 Lumber Punk. Going well, this horse, getting stronger. Goes forward, does draw the inside, which may be a query today, but got the 3-kilo claim. And next best, number 8, Gloves Are Off. Resumes for the new stable. Got some hope, but I thought its recent trial was maybe just okay. So working around the top 3, I'll go 2, 3, 1, then 8.
2, 3, 1, and 8. I've already sort of covered off on race 7 inadvertently. The scratching is number 11, and we do have a $1.75 favourite here for Mar Eustace Mellum combination. Can we get it beat?
I don't think so. It's first up win over here was a beauty on the heavy 9, and then funny run at Caulfield. It looked like it was going to just tail out and run last, and then just picked up the bit the last 200, was going strongly through the line. It obviously drops in grade back to the synthetic here. It gets the blinkers on for the first time. It jumps up in distance. It gets Mellon the ride. You'd think it would just win to beat Robbie Griffiths horse here, number 1, El Misk, who I think he summed it up well. It's got a duck egg next to its name, but it was good through the line. I think it's the second pick. I don't know if it can beat Impulsor, but certainly second pick. Then you get down to the benchmark horses, number 7, Grand Quill, who's in terrific form, gets back, gets well-ridden every time, picking its way through the field and running on, and maybe number 6, Mr. Mischief, has got a place chance, but I doubt could win. 2 should just win. 1 looks the only possible danger. We'll go 2, 1, 7, and 6.
2, 1, 7, 6. Yeah, don't mind it. You can just up your percentage if we think it's a one-outer and try and get a couple of 8-to-1 chances up elsewhere, including in the last race. A mile, scratch 8, 13, 14, 15, 16, and 17. 11, the Ballet Dancer, $4.20, fixed odds favourite. 3, Veldacci, $4.80. $6.50, Surin Beach, number 5. 10, Native Girl, $7. 9, Vibrant Angel, $8.50. 2, 7, Jude Star, $9. But what I need is something like a Royal Volley or a Justine or a Think Bold or something like that to get a bit of value. Is there any opportunity for a long shot result here?
Well, I've got a big F on my
So there is then.
So I certainly won't miss this leg. My tips, I'll go number 10, Native Girl, who won here on the synthetic 2 ago, then got onto the heavy at Maui last time and didn't fire. It's been given time between runs, gets back on the dry here to beat number 1, Translator, who think it's got a good value chance. It's fitter. Its best form could certainly win. No shock to see big improvement there. 7, Jude Star, racing consistently. And 9, Vibrant Angel, who came from the back for a big win last time, not without a chance also. Nothing would shock. 10, 1, 7 and 9.
All right. What are we going to do?
Well, our best is race 3, number 1, BB's Canelli. The value, race 4, number 2, Feelings Mutual. The quaddy, we're going out this way. First leg, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Second leg, 1, 2, 3. third leg number two and come home with the field. Cost you just over $120.50. Play of the day, parlay 2, 3, 4 for a win. Race 2, number 7, Impel. Race 3, number 1, BB's Canali. Race 6, number 2, Compty. And race 7, number 2, Impulsor.
You didn't have anything on Leakey's Grey yesterday. He's your man.
No, I had Pucky Google with him a long time ago. I had a sharing Pucky Google with Leakey a long time ago, but it was never going to lose. It just
trucking along in the run, wasn't it, just behind?
His horses do tend to do that, Leakey. They truck along and they just keep going.
No, absolutely. All right, we'll get it all back today. Good on you, Mark.
Thank you.
Mark Hunter there, looking at today's Pakenham program. His best is race 3, number 1. His second best is race 4, number 2. And just repeating his quaddy numbers, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Second leg, 1, 2, 3. I can hear Gareth slurping on his Slurpee. Third leg, number 2, and the field in the fourth leg.